This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. We'll give you the call-in numbers here momentarily where you can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. But we bring things to the table, and we're actually going to start the show with something that we talked about briefly last night but did not get the full way through. The we in studio tonight is Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And the story is from FEE, that's the Foundation for Economic Education, and the headline is Marijuana Legalization Quietly Goes Global. We got a little bit into this story, but there's definitely enough here that we did not cover that I think it's important that we continue with the story. But let me actually back up just a little bit and mention that back in November, just a couple of months ago, there were four states that wound up the voters passed cannabis legalization referendums or ballot initiatives in those states.
Hear, hear.
Thus bringing to eight the number of states plus the District of Criminals, so a total of nine jurisdictions within the United States where possession of cannabis is at least depenalized as long as it's under certain amounts. Now, the U.S. is definitely not the first country where, at least in part of the country, if not the entire country, it's perfectly okay to have what they deem personal amounts of certain substances. Story mentions Portugal and the Netherlands, where actually, back in 2001, Portugal removed all criminal penalties for up to like a 10-day supply of substances, which if you had a 10-day supply of a substance in the United States, you would probably wind up being hit with an intent to distribute charge. The story does mention, and this is something that we talked about last night, that Uruguay and Canada last year voted to legalize and regulate cannabis, but we know that the regulatory schemes are not in place yet in Canada. On the African continent, and this is where we left off, on the African continent, countries like South Africa are also inching closer to legalization, with court cases that could legalize cannabis still pending in countries like Egypt, Gabon, Rwanda, Tanzania, Zambia, Ghana, Botswana, Morocco, and Ethiopia. Selling and using cannabis may still be illegal, but enforcement is lax, and groups have been lobbying their government to put an end to the anti-cannabis rules. In Portugal, as we mentioned, the possession of all substances, they say, was decriminalized, but it was actually depenalized. And there's a major difference between those two words. Whereas decriminalization means that there might still be a civil penalty.
Right.
You might wind up getting hit with a violation, but it's not a misdemeanor or a felony.
Mm-hmm.
So there is still a penalty. Depenalization just means it's like tomatoes.
Right.
Where
nothing.
There's absolutely no charge at all. There's no fine. Oh, you've got too many tomatoes. You owe us $500. Nobody's been charged with that ever. The move helped ensure that dealers and users do not get sucked back into the legal black hole that is so familiar to users and sellers in the United States. But for anti-drug war advocates who are concerned about the social cost of the war on drugs, the quest for justice has been leading entire nations towards legalization, an action that is commonly followed by regulation. And while legalization helps to protect users, regulations often help to insulate certain growers and sellers with access to the market, keeping competitors at bay.
So I've had this conversation with
I mean, I've spent most of my life, let's say, on the right side of the spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
And the right side has probably traditionally been more anti-drug and more pro-law enforcement and things like that. But I found it really useful to start talking about the costs of what this is. And it's not just the cost of enforcement. We throw billions and billions of dollars into a drug war.
Mm-hmm.
But there is that cost that's hard to enumerate of what you've done with millions of people's lives. You know, suddenly you've got to check a different box when you go to apply for a job.
Well, I think war is actually like the right word for it, because what we've done is we've taken one group of people, the police, and another group of people, the people that use things like marijuana and other things on the black market, and we've literally put them at war.
Well,
like, you have people throwing flash bang grenades into
in
homes
your room, right? Yeah.
That otherwise would be getting along peacefully,
sure,
just because of these laws.
And to Crip, that there was the story, the most sickening story that I've heard in a long time. What was it, about a year ago, when police in some city,
Georgia.
Was it the one with the baby?
They flew the flashbang through the window. It lands in the crib.
Mm-hmm.
The family sued, and the judge basically said, yeah, the cops can't be held liable because they had no way of knowing what was on the other side of the wall.
Well,
if you don't know what's on the other side of the flipping wall, why are you going in there and invading the place? And I'm fairly certain they actually didn't find any cannabis at all in the place.
They didn't. They were serving a warrant on a house. It was something like, and I may be getting facts wrong, but the parents lived there, and a cousin or a nephew or something like that had been staying there. It wasn't actually
a
primary residence. I will say that at least in that case, they had the right house,
mm-hmm,
because frequently they don't even have the right house, and people have been killed by police in a war on drugs. And it just so you have that cost. You have the cost of skewing our law enforcement into not law enforcement, but into seeing everyone as a potential enemy.
Mm-hmm.
Who smokes pot? Can you walk down a street and say, there's a pot smoker, there's a pot smoker? No, you can't. Well, sometimes you can. Sometimes you can make we'll just call that an educated guess. But what the war on drugs basically did was pitted government and the police against everybody. Everybody is now a suspect, and particularly if you're in a high crime neighborhood or a neighborhood that's known for lots of drug trafficking and sales, mm-hmm, and things like that. So it's horrific.
And it's even more horrific that, like, you look at the modern police department these days, and they look like a military base. I mean, the vehicles, the weapons. I remember, was it last summer, I took my daughter to the fireworks display on the Cape, and there was this law enforcement agency that were giving like a demo on like the canine unit. And so they had like somebody dressed up wearing like the padded clothing, and they would sick the dog on it. And they were promoting the idea that the guy, and then they were showing the kids watching like how the dog can sniff out drugs and stuff like that. And I'm thinking, this is crazy that they're even like promoting this. And second of all, they held up one of the dog's vests that they said cost about $40,000 that they got from a grant from the federal government.
I'm guessing when they were showing off how well the dogs can detect drugs, they didn't show that the dogs will wind up signaling like 80% of the time when there's not a drug there either.
Yeah, and I mean, just the fact that the dogs are being trained to bite nonviolent people, like, to me, that's sick.
Well, those are bad guys.
That's the thing. If you have a war on drugs, there has to be a good guy side, and that's law enforcement and the government, and there has to be a bad guy side. And it was easy when the war on drugs started out for them to say, you know, this is the criminal element that's out there, but it stopped being that.
It's been a 45-year war on a plant, and the plant is winning the war.
I disagree. It's not a war on the plant. It's a war on you, our radio listeners, and it's a war on your rights. The plant is an innocent bystander.
And it's like, the one thing I have a problem with, though, is like, how do you differentiate the people that are just like ignorant of, like, because there was a point in time, too, where, you know, thanks to my conditioning growing up, I thought drugs were like these awful things warranting, jail sentences. And it's like, how do you, draw that line to where somebody cognitively knows that it's wrong, but they don't care, versus, right, you know, the police officers that genuinely believe in what they're enforcing.
Well, I'll tell you what brought me around when we come back, and your calls are welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-957-5495. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-5495. That's 1-800-957-5495. 1-800-957-5495.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please store this number or call right now. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Their advisors are ready to match you with a proven treatment center that will help you end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Don't waste any more time with drugs or alcohol. Your future is still a bright place. Let the Addiction Rehab Specialist help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there will be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let drugs and alcohol ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call the Addiction Rehab Specialist at 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And I want to invite you to head over to jax.io. That is, if you have Bitcoin, or even if you don't, you should probably download a Bitcoin wallet and get some Bitcoin, because the Jax wallet is actually the official wallet of Free Talk Live. You can get it, again, at jax.io. That's J-A-X-X.io. You can also find it in the app store of your choice. And there's no wallet like this. It can hold Bitcoin, Ether, DAO tokens, more currencies to come. I believe it already has Dash. I forget some of the others that I've heard talked about.
Monero, I've heard talked about.
I've heard that one talked about, but I don't think they have implementation of that yet.
They don't.
Unless you have the app. Do you have the app pulled up?
Oh, I do.
What currencies are currently allowed in here?
Bitcoin, Dash, Ethereum, the DAO, may it rest in peace. Did I say Dash?
Yeah. You said Dash.
Yeah. Yep. So you got three or four there.
And there's also Shapeshift integration. So let's say you have some Dash and you want to turn it to Bitcoin. Well, you can do that smooth and frictionlessly and seamlessly right in your app, and it's very easy to exchange between those currencies. It was created by Free Talk Live listener Anthony DiOrio, who is also the founder of Ethereum. It's easy to back up your wallet and recover funds with Jax, and Jax is striving to give you command over your digital life. Coins, contracts, currencies, identity, and more. It's your digital command center in the palm of your hand. Jax, the official wallet of Free Talk Live. That's JAXX.io. Back to the story. Actually, I've got to answer your question,
yeah, my question.
Heather,
right.
Where you said, how do you wind up, and I'm paraphrasing here because I've got a horrible memory.
I think it was like, how do you differentiate people that, like, you know, genuinely believe in doing things that are unethical, kind of like enforcing the war on drugs. Like, there was a point in time where I thought people should go to jail for doing, but only because of the conditioning.
Right. So,
you know?
What?
So, can you really be angry with them, you know, without...
I think, you know, you can be angry with somebody for not knowing something. It's not very beneficial, but you can be. Now, the question is, how do you educate somebody? And, of course, everybody is different. But what really brought me around was watching, I believe it was on the History Channel, but I don't remember. But it was, I believe, titled The Untold History of Drugs in America. And
actually, that sounds familiar. I think I've
seen that. That was, you know, the first time I ever heard that. In the late 1800s, early 1900s, one could purchase cannabis, cocaine, and heroin from the Sears and Roebuck catalog.
You bet.
I was never taught that in schools. I was always just taught drugs are bad, okay? Even though they didn't exactly say it that way, but, you know. Yeah. Like,
you used to be able to go buy a Coca-Cola that was made with real coca.
Yeah. I remember this little rumor when I was a kid that people would, and my friends would say, if you ate the poppy seed bagels at Dunkin' Donuts, you were doing drugs.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, it will give you, if you eat a large enough amount of poppy seeds, it will give a false positive on a drug test.
Really?
And I know a guy, when I worked hospital security.
I know
security.
A guy.
No. So,
you ate 16 pounds of poppy seeds.
I worked hospital security for a while, about a decade ago.
Must have been a big bagel.
And this, one of the guys brought in, his wife had made poppy seed bread. And he was like, who wants poppy seed bread? And nobody really ate any of it, but he ate like half of the loaf.
You got to. You can't take it back home to your wife and none of it's eaten, because then she'll be like, what's wrong?
Well, the problem is, we had random drug tests that day.
Oh, nice.
And he came up positive
for
opium. And he was like, I swear I didn't. And everybody, do you know anything? And it was
I kind of want to eat a poppy bagel now and then take a drug test test the theory.
Well, you can do the test yourself, and that's a good point, Daryl, because there are lots of things that can give a false positive reading. Lettuces and things like that, there's a lot of different types. You know, you get that bag of mixed spring greens and stuff like that at the grocery store.
Yeah.
There are a lot of things that can trigger those. They're not 100% accurate.
And to be clear, the shift supervisor, and And my supervisor asked me, like, did you notice anything weird? And he was like, that's the day he was eating the poppy seed bread. And, oh, okay. Did, yeah. You know, pee in a cup again. Now came go. Back.
Yeah, but did you guys, wait, so he was the only one that ate the bread? Like the rest
yes.
of the day? Okay.
He was the only one that ate the bread. But, again, he ate, like, half the loaf.
But here is something related to employment that is a result of the war on drugs. So I have no issue with certain occupations having certain standards. For example, an airline pilot.
Or a neurosurgeon.
I would, yeah, a neurosurgeon.
Airline pilots actually are not allowed to drink any alcohol 12 hours prior to a scheduled flight.
Yep, but I'm sure that's followed diligently. No, I'm just saying that kind of jokingly, because what was that movie again?
That Airplane?
It was Denzel Washington. Where he was like
a 57?
No, he was like a raging alcoholic and a drug addict and a pilot and crashed.
No, I
yet
picked
pulled
the wrong
off,
day to quit Quaaludes.
Pulled off a miraculous landing and saved a bunch of lives, so they said. But my point is, I have no issue with certain occupations doing that. But for some kid who wants to get a job at McDonald's, I don't know if they drug test or not, but, you know, say some job that they're perfectly capable of doing, but because, you know, maybe the weekend before they smoked a joint, now you're being denied unemployment, and this goes directly back to the war on drugs. So many
right.
things. You know, talk about police brutality, complaints about police brutality, and we can talk about poverty in the inner city, and I can show you where that goes back to the war on drugs.
Right, and one thing that's interesting, and I'm glad you did mention, you know, the whole thing of the kid might want to smoke a joint on his day off.
Right.
The problem with drug test is it doesn't test whether or not you are intoxicated on the substance. It just shows whether or not you have used the substance in the past X number of days.
Certain period of time.
And
yeah.
it varies from drug to drug.
I think it's pretty obvious that somebody comes into work stoned. I mean...
Yeah.
You know, it's funny how like people are relying so much on tests like to know, but it's like, what happened to common sense logic?
Oh,
like, look at somebody, you know, like, talk to them, have a conversation. Are they not competent to work that day?
The thing that I find very interesting is a lot of the people that will be opposed to cannabis legalization will say, well, somebody could come to work stoned if it's legal. Well, alcohol's legal,
right?
But pretty much every employer has a policy against showing up drunk.
Well, I know I've showed up to work with a hangover many times.
Now, if they would have alcohol tested you the next morning, I probably would have still blown a .14. I've had those mornings.
Right, but, you know, like, that's the weird absurdity to where people, you know, they don't notice, oh, wait a second, this is how we treat alcohol and tobacco that are much more dangerous than cannabis, but we can't allow cannabis because somebody might smoke it and enjoy themselves.
Gosh darn it.
There's more from Fee on how decriminalization and actually legalization is spreading and your calls and thoughts. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about cannabis legalization quietly going global, and we went off on a major tangent. Let's get back into the article from Fee.
Hold on. That was the tangent we were just talking about. The drug war. I thought it was apropos.
Oh, it was definitely, you know, worthwhile conversation,
yeah,
but
it wasn't
from the article.
I'll give you that. Go
and
ahead,
you know, the reason that I started the show with this is because we didn't get through it last night.
And now we know why. So please,
actually,
continue.
No, last night we wound up getting calls on various other topics. But the article here says, while legalization helps to protect users, regulations often help to insulate certain growers and sellers with access to the market, keeping competitors at bay. By imposing taxes and rules, governments set up barriers to entry, giving growers and sellers without access to capital even more incentive to stay in the black market. And I'm going to pause here to mention something that they do not. In several of the states, they've even set up barriers that not only prohibit people without access to capital, but some people with access to capital that have blemishes on their record from entering the market.
Interesting.
Yes. So there
blemishes.
If you have ever been convicted of a felony for distribution of cannabis, you are prohibited in of the states that I've looked at with either recreational or medical, you are prohibited from working in that field because of said blemish.
Yeah. So basically it goes like this. To work in this industry, which was completely illegal yesterday, we cannot hire you because you did something that was illegal yesterday.
No, no, no. We can't hire you because you have knowledge of the industry that was illegal yesterday.
Yeah, it's insane. And talking about that protectionism, it's not just the buyers and sellers and producers in a particular market, but... You know, in the U.S., the biggest people that are, you know, anti-legalized marijuana are the big drug companies and the big alcohol companies.
Yes, and we actually touched on...
And the people that still live under a rock.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, them too, the people living under the rock that generally aren't hiring lobbyists.
Right. Yeah.
Whereas Anheuser-Busch is hiring lobbyists, and they're claiming that they're being just hurt so badly, but... The numbers that they're releasing, it's like 4% of a very small niche market of their beer product wound up not selling
as
much.
Here, I have a proposition. Okay, so in the industry, if they legalize marijuana, why not give the jobs first to the people that are currently incarcerated for what was once a crime?
Hey,
right?
Like
the professionals.
That. Because that would make sense. Now,
what happens to, like, in Colorado and stuff? So, like, what happened to all the people that were in prison for possession? Do they still have to finish out their sentences?
I don't know. I do know that in Vermont, they wound up the governor that just left office a couple days ago. He did, although, you know, technically, in order to get a pardon, someone has to file a pardon application. And he set up anybody that files an application by, I think it was Christmas Day or Boxing Day. And then he gave himself a week to go through all of those applications
and said that he was
going to pardon every application that came across
his
desk.
What governor was this?
Outgoing Governor Peter Shumlin.
Well, he deserves a round of applause.
Yeah, yes. It was a really, really good move. And to me, that should just be the default in every state that goes and legalizes recreational.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you? It's such a common sense thing.
Right. And Vermont hasn't even legalized recreational. I believe they just did decrim.
Yeah. I think you're right.
Their plans, I believe, this year to actually wind up doing a tax and regulate in Vermont.
Right.
Let's get back into the article from Fee. Ryan McCaken explained in his Government Regulators Drive Legal Marijuana Underground piece, quote, businesses have moved underground to use so-called gray markets since U.S. states began legalizing cannabis. In this case, the problem has to do with the federal ban on cannabis, which still stands despite popular pressure. And pause here. I saw a poll recently that said that 60% of American adults support taxing and regulating cannabis. Back to the article, since cannabis businesses in states where cannabis is legal do not have access to financial institutions because of federal laws, and that's something that we've talked about before. They have fewer options when it comes to looking for funds to open their businesses. They also have a harder time opening business banking accounts since their money is coming from the commerce of cannabis. Further, they are barred from taking tax deductions and benefiting from tax credits, meaning they endure the cost of doing business but receive no breaks as other businesses do. That means cannabis business owners can pay an effective tax rate as high as 70% as opposed to the more typical rates of 30%. If no laws prohibiting or regulating the sale or use of cannabis are in place, regulation cannot stand in the way of private institutions like smaller banks or credit unions and individuals hoping to start their own business.
I think that's excuse me, huge, and that's typical of what we find. I mean, when you finally get people past that idea that, wow, maybe we can legalize something, the first thought that goes through their mind is, okay, how can we make a ton of money off of this?
Right.
How can we tax it? How can we...
And we talked about this last night where in Maine, the voters back in November wound up passing a ballot initiative to legalize cannabis. Now the depenalization has gone into effect. But the governor, who just finally signed the decree saying, yes, this passed, is saying, well, we can't actually allow sales because the legislature needs to authorize spending on creating an infrastructure.
Wow.
Well, here's a question for you. Since Maine already allows medical cannabis to be sold. Why not just allow those facilities to sell to anyone, whether they have a card or not?
Well, Daryl, that would involve a little bit of common sense, and that's not often heard of in government circles.
Right, and it's been, what, 3 years since cannabis legalization took place in Colorado, and they are just now deciding that the medical dispensaries will be allowed to sell to recreational users.
Yeah.
Right. Whereas prior it had been two completely separate. Even that there were some of the medical dispensaries that had a recreational license, but they had two sections of the store.
Right.
And
put a wall here.
The item, it wasn't separated by a wall, but the items were color-coded in such a way as to where if you had the cannabis card... and you were purchasing with your card, or rather,
oh my God,
if you were purchasing
the wrong weed.
As a patient, you could only purchase, say, the red-coated items. If you were there as a recreational user, you could only purchase the green-coated items.
Oh, my God.
This is what I don't understand. Okay, Massachusetts, for example, just legalized marijuana recreationally.
Yes.
And you have...
It's going to be 2018 at the soonest before the regulations are in place.
Why does it take 2 years when there's already states that have done it? Like, we don't have to do all of these...
Because the
legislature in Massachusetts filed something saying they wanted to extend it additional 6 months. Has.
Yes. So it's going to be July of 2018 at the soonest.
I'll explain this because politicians want to figure out how to get more of your money. And when you do a tax on marijuana, when you're going to legalize and tax and regulate, whatever you want to call it, all you're doing is saying, look, politicians, here's more money you can go after.
So
they want to
get. They're doing this so
hell
that they
yes.
could put it back on the ballot in 2018 and try to overturn it?
No. What they want to do is they're going to come up with the best way that they can extract the most money out of people's wallets without having them go nuts and getting them thrown out of office.
I think they're going to go through the regulations in Colorado, Washington, Oregon, etc., and find the worst aspects of all of the tax and regulate.
Yeah, but somebody should have already done this.
They probably should.
You would think.
Stay tuned. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone right now. Because if you're one of the first 100 callers, you'll qualify to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 nights by being one of the first 100 lucky callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-940-1740. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So don't wait. To guarantee your 10-night in-home trial, be one of the first 100 lucky callers to call now. 1-800-940-1740. That's 1-800-940-1740.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Is there a stock market bubble in the making?
You need an early warning system for your investments because you work too hard to be surprised by your money. Now, guarding your wealth has never been easier. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping. It works for all accounts, whether you work with us or not. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about cannabis legalization. And, well, right now we sort of got onto the topic of what takes so long to come up with regulations. We'll get back into that. The we is me, Daryl.
Heather.
And Chris.
And it... This past election season was like no other, right? The major parties put up the worst candidates ever. The Republican and Democratic candidates were actually the most disliked pair of presidential candidates in American history. And, well, the Libertarian, Gary Johnson, performed in the polls far better than Libertarians have in the past. And may have been a real factor in some states. There are those that are delighted by this and those that think that he wasn't libertarian enough. Either way, there's only one way for you to affect the libertarian nomination process, and that's to get involved in the party. Don't sit on the sidelines and complain. Make a difference. And, well, Free Talk Live has made it easy for you to get a free membership with the Libertarian Party. All you have to do is go claim it. Go to lp.org/FTL, and that is case sensitive, must be all lowercase. lp.org/FTL, and sign up right now. Get your free Libertarian Party membership, lp.org/FTL. Let's go to the phones where we've got Charlie calling in from Arizona listening to 1340 K-Talks. Charlie, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hi, guys. I hate to be chronic, cough, cough, but I've been a researcher and teacher too long, and the only way I could stop, I think, is just plain not listen. But as far as the way they put the fly in the ointment, so to speak, is here in Arizona, at least, in the we have a referendum initiative here. And what they did the first two times that the voters passed medical cannabis, the legislature turned around and repealed it, essentially. And what we finally had to do here in this state was have a constitutional amendment which prohibited the legislature from overturning the will of the people. And I think that's what you're going to see in a lot of these places.
I suspect you're right.
If I remember rightly, for a long time, rec cannabis was legal in Alaska, wasn't it?
It's been de facto legal since, I think, the late 70s, but it only became officially legalized recently.
Yeah, it was. Right. I thought decrimmed forever.
Essentially legal. There was a court ruling, I believe it was the Alaska Supreme Court back in the late 70s, had made a ruling that's why I say de facto legal. Because the amount that you could have was
just
so high that basically nobody ever wound up getting any kind of penalty for possession.
That sounds about the right time frame. But as I said, it was the we had to pass a constitutional amendment which prohibited the legislature from pulling these types of stunts, and I believe that. These other states are going to find the same difficulties, as if they have a way to weasel around, they will bite you on the thumb.
Bet they will.
Yep.
You guys,
Charlie,
have a real good day, all right?
Yep. Thanks for the call, Charlie.
Thank you.
I think any state that has a referendum process, in place for their, not all states do, that's the first thing. Lots of states don't, but... Yeah, it's kind of pointless if the you're putting something on under referendum or on the ballot so you can get something done that you've been wanting to get done because the legislature won't do it, and then the legislature just like takes their big fat eraser and goes, "Yeah, we didn't like that one, so sorry, voters."
Now, on the one hand, and I'm not necessarily defending this, but on the one hand, I could see. To where, maybe it's not such a bad thing that the legislature would have some kind of veto power. Now, I'm not saying it should be simple majority, but, if you've got 80% of the legislature that says, no, voters, you guys done did screw up,
right. Then
that would be one thing. I also think that, maybe referendum and initiative procedures should be done in such a way as to where... You can't necessarily create new forms of regulation.
Right.
So I am in favor of limited referendum to where you can repeal laws.
You can say
don't enforce X, but not, okay, we're going to create a new tax.
Yeah, and...
And D.C. actually has a limited referendum. That's why when they passed their cannabis legalization thing a couple of years ago... All it did was remove the penalties for personal amounts, which is up to, 2 ounces, I believe, and you can gift someone an ounce. They can't give you anything in response, so you can't be like, I'm selling you this glass pipe for $300, and it comes with an ounce of weed. You can't do that, but you could give someone an ounce of weed, because the voters in the District of Criminals are not allowed to implement...
Anybody wants
new
to give
taxes.
Me an ounce of weed?
Just gifting it. That's interesting. I agree with you on the idea of a limited referendum. The problem I have with the referendum process is it really is mob rule. This is pure democracy. And while to a lot of people that sounds really good, if a referendum process is too simple, then you simply do have mob rule. You no longer have any representative government, which
is allegedly
what we're supposed to have here.
Ian and Mark have talked a lot about the way this process was used down in Florida, to where somebody collected the signatures back in the 90s to let's build a really fast, super fast choo-choo train.
Nice.
And everybody, or not everybody, but a majority voted for it.
And
then
Walt
2 years
Disney built
later...
It.
And then 2 years later, there were voters that said, let's get rid of the super fast choo-choo train, and it got enough votes to pass. So,
was it a monorail?
It wasn't a monorail. It was like some, you know, maglev high-speed something. Like, let's connect Orlando to Fort Lauderdale with a super fast choo-choo. Wow. And steal money from people to pay for it. So, yeah, it should be such a way as to where things can be undone fairly easily, but new regulation should not necessarily be able to be implemented without some super huge majority.
Some check and balance. I could see that.
There's just a little bit more to this article from Fee. The author here, Alice Sells, says, by decriminalizing cannabis, individuals gain by having access to more choice. And when it comes to cannabis consumption or any other product for that matter, choice is what guarantees product quality and customer satisfaction. Hopefully the global legalization trend will continue, bringing the focus back to decriminalization and peace. And again, I am in favor not of decriminalization, but depenalization. That is, removing all of the penalties, both civil and criminal. Because a lot of libertarians will talk about, you know, decriminalization is good. But no, not necessarily, because there could still be a civil penalty of, well, it's not a misdemeanor or a felony, but you got caught with, you know, a tenth of an ounce, so give us $5,000.
Right.
It's not a criminal fine, and it's not going to be on your record forever, but just give us some huge amount of money.
Yeah.
So decrim, not so great. Definitely better than what we have. I'm not going to deny that, but depenalization would be much, much better. Now, changing directions, going from cannabis to playgrounds, and we definitely don't have time here before the end of this first hour to delve too far into this, but there's something weird going on in Los Angeles, apparently, and
way more specific on that.
Okay, so basically...
I have this in my show
He's
prep.
He's excited about this one, if you
I am.
I can tell.
Had this in my show prep, and I saved it until a night that we had parents on the show, and I had forgotten about this until Heather mentioned it before the show.
And so she said, have you to thank for this.
Did you hear what they're doing in L.A.? And I said, as a matter of fact, I did, and I want you and Chris to talk about it.
I say that every day.
The L.A. City Council is proposing something weird with playgrounds. Stay tuned. We'll tell you what it is here on Free Talk Live, 855
14. You need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.